This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
2024. And I wish I could actually speak on something, subhanAllah, that's very positive and optimistic, but unfortunately we're living in a world that is very cruel. The principle of compassion, the principle of rahmah and mercy is forgotten. And as we leap from 2023 to 2024, this cruelty of this world, unfortunately, is increasing. And it seems to be there is no way to get out of it anytime soon. Brothers and sisters, as we start increasingly seeing how the world is turning cruel against each other, we realize how important showing mercy and compassion it is to you as a believer. And as a matter of fact, for us, subhanAllah, as a Muslim, as a believer, it's in the essence of your faith to be compassionate and to be merciful. Some people started this year with morbid dark hearts. And you go on social media, you go and you see in the news, all what you see just hate, spewing words, subhanAllah, just shows you, a'udhu billah, how dark their hearts are. And mercy is at the essence of your belief and your faith, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named himself Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most compassionate. This is one of the essential names and attributes of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, we repeat that regularly, many, many times, every single day in every single prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, the most compassionate, the most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, came to be the manifestation of that mercy. His way of living, his dealing with the people, was manifestation of this mercy as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you but as mercy to the world. Mercy to mankind. Mercy even to the animals. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Brothers and sisters, when there is no responsibility to God, people, they become monsters. When you have no responsibility, you don't think of the consequences, you become monsters. The jungle law takes over. But when we realize that we're going to be standing before our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going to be answering for our actions, that's when that element of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then following the mercy of Allah azza wa jal in our dealings with the people. We're seeing what's happening for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And it's still continuous. Even when you think people are going to come back to their senses and realizing what's happening is completely shows of barbaric genocide, we're still hearing people calling for more and more of showing no mercy to the innocent people, men and women and children. Now that's an unfortunate thing that we're seeing the injustice happening there. But again, we need to learn how to become merciful. For us as Muslims, we believe it's in the base of our faith, our iman, our deen. Without that, as a matter of fact, if we don't have that concept of mercy and rahmah and compassion, then we would never be able to even recognize people's dignity. We become very selfish, very individualistic. And as a result, we just care about nobody but ourselves. But if you have that compassion, you care about people's dignity, you care about justice, you care about, you know, peace and tranquility, you care about your community and those around you as well too. And if you don't have that faith, why would you even want to care about that? We've seen that from the Prophet ﷺ instructions when he taught us, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَحِمِهِمْ, the example of the believers in terms of their enjoying among themselves compassion and mercy and taking care of each other, كَمَثَلُ الْجَسَدِ, just like one body. If one part aches, the whole body now reflects with fever and sleepless nights. Why? Because you all feel the same pain right now. Rasulullah ﷺ says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تَرَحَمُوا. He says, you're not going to enter paradise until you show compassion and mercy towards one another. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, don't we do that? Like we are showing rahmah, you know, to each other. He says, no, rahmatul amma, beyond the people that you know. Like with your friends and with your relatives, yeah, you might show that compassion and mercy. But he goes, beyond that, that's when the mercy counts. When you are actually way beyond even the people that you recognize and you know. Which means, even when I see something happening somewhere else, like what's happening across the globe, as a believer, that mercy and compassion should move me to do something about this. Stand for justice. Support the dignity of the people. Making sure that I stand for the innocent ones. Because that's part of my rahmah and mercy. And do whatever you can in your power to restore that peace and tranquility into their lives. We've seen this even in the teachings of our faith. It's all about compassion. When Ramadan comes in, what do? We fast. What the reason? Well, if you fast the 30 consecutive days, why? So that you feel with those who don't have. You go hungry, but you still expect a meal, a fresh, warm meal at the end of the day, because you can. Some people, like what's happened right now in Gaza, may Allah make it easier for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen, they go days and nights and now even weeks without food. And the whole world is watching. Where is that compassion, where is that mercy of that world? We have seen in our deen as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanding us to show dutifulness to our parents, especially as they become of old age right now. It's our duty that we take care of them. That's rahmah and mercy and compassion. Because subhanAllah, we get busy as we start becoming, mashallah, stronger and stronger and become busier in our life. We seem to be neglecting our parents. That's why there was a religious command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of your parents. There is no commandments to worry about your children because that's natural to you. The inclination to care for your children is very natural. But to your parents, it requires divine intervention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that we care for our parents. So that's compassion, that's rahmah and mercy. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا ذَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ. That you lower the wing of humility and humbleness out of mercy for the parents. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the Quran. We've seen from our deen as well too, al-waqf. Even when you do awqaf, what does that mean? When you put endowment, subhanAllah, one of the completely neglected and ignored principles of our faith, when you put endowment, and these endowments, if you read in the history of endowments in Islam, for every element of the society, there's the endowment for the orphans, for the widows, for the animals even. Every aspect of our life, someone to take care of the other person. That's part of our deen as well too. Even when you interact with each other in business transactions, you're required to show mercy to one another, to be fair, not to cheat. All of this to show compassion and mercy towards one another, because without that, the society would never function. And as we can see in this world, it's actually crumbling. Everybody's right thinking about doomsday right now. Why? Because people are not showing any mercy no matter what. And even when you bring all what's happening in Gaza, still people bring in justification to this merciless killing and show absolutely no mercy to the innocent ones. And people just having justification for all of that and calling even a'udhu billah for more of this. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses everything. That's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're supposed to be acting on behalf of the Lord subhanahu on this earth. And if you're not showing that mercy, then you're not acting upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments. And where does it start? How can we do this? It really starts from home. It starts from home. How do we raise our children? How do we interact with one another? As a husband and wife, how do you interact with each other? How do you interact with your children? What's the relationship between you and your parents? If you don't have that element of mercy and rahmah, how are we going to transfer that to our children and to the next generations? How can we transmit that to the outside world if we don't even have that at home to begin with? And it's very extremely important. And our deen begins from there, from home, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to take care of our children, our parents, our spouse, and show mercy and rahmah towards one another. It then also goes beyond that to the society altogether. When the Prophet ﷺ first arrived in Medina, what did he order the Sahaba to do? He started with the bond of brother and sisterhood. And he ordered them to care for one another, making sure that you're not a true believer until you do these things. And he counted many of the actions that we deem today social interaction in the society, because that's a sign of mercy. If we don't have that, that means that our iman is not that strong. Brothers and sisters, the subject of faith is extremely, extremely important in this time. And as you start 2024, I want you to think about that. The fundamental element of compassion, rahmah, and mercy needs to be observed in our personal life, in our communities, and beyond. What are you going to do in order for you to show that? Rasulullah says, "Man la yarham la yurham." If you don't show mercy to people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to show mercy to you. Like, you need to act upon those attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, being compassionate and merciful, so you can gain that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, irham man fil ard, that you have shown mercy on the people of the earth, and the one in heavens will show mercy upon you. That is our duty. How can we do this? There's a few things that we can do to develop that sense of compassion and mercy in our life? Number one, observe patience. Why? Because many people right now, just they react. You hear something, you see something, you react to it immediately. We've been ordered to show patience and persevere in patience, and even to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed specific reward for everything. But when it comes to patience, He says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. He says, those who persevere in patience shall get the reward with absolutely no measure. What does that mean? There is no price tag on showing patience in a moment of difficulty. That's how valuable that is, because once you calm down, then you can think of, you have that kind of compassion, and you respond in the right way, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second thing, thinking about the community, to collectively, not just the community as a masjid or as an area, actually globally. And that's very important for us, because otherwise we'll see that individualism, which is what's killing our society today, becomes a competition, and there'll be no mercy, no rahmah, unforgiving world, unfortunately. Thinking about resolving the situation, finding a solution for what's happening there in Gaza, not just, you know, kind of keep talking about it and just go into completely just repeating the same thing over and over again. And that's how you bring that rahmah and mercy into that equation. And of course, at the end, it's from the inside. Am I satisfied with my standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he asked me, what have you done? What have you done about this situation? Do you have the answer to this? When Allah asks you, what did you do to help the brothers and the sisters in the situation in Gaza right now? What have we done? What have we done to the world to bring that peace and tranquility? We're all going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we better have a better answer. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَانَ مُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, I don't want anyone to mix being merciful and compassion with being weak, because sometimes in our society we think that compassion, being merciful, means weak. No. If you look at the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, discipline is required as well as sometimes part of the mercy. Look at the parents, for example. How are you gonna show mercy to your children? Sometimes you're gonna have to discipline them. But that's of the mercy. Because if you let them do whatever they wanna do, they're gonna misbehave. And they're gonna backfire on them. So sometimes, yes, you have to have actually a strong stance. And there is nothing wrong with that. I don't want people to think that mercy means weakness and you have absolutely no response. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the man of mercy, when it was time to discipline the community, discipline the individuals, he would do it, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Why? Because he knows that the rahmah for the collective ummah and collective community is much more important. So never ever think of being compassionate, being actually patient, that you're being weak. Now that's strength, as long as it's coming from the heart. And again, connecting to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the names of Allah azza wa jal, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. Allahumma allimna ma anfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. عباد الله، إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم